Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Break It Down, Season 5, Episode 39. We went from Kansas City, Missouri. Now we're officially here in Kansas.
Topeka.
Topeka. Let me take a peek at those titties, girl.
I wonder...
Kama Mustafa that pussy.
Oh! Oh! Kama Mustafa that pussy in Topeka, Kansas.
There we go. We are introduced first with a... LOD hype video.
What's yeah, kind of out of nowhere. It's almost like they're. It's almost like a tribute video, like they die or something.
But oh, this is a better tribute than we did for Brian Pillman, in my opinion.
Who actually died?
Right. So
what's happening here? Did they die? No.
They did not. No. No.
Did they? So just out of nowhere, they need some filler here.
Yeah,
we have 2 weeks until. Survivor Series.
Yeah, we haven't come up with a song yet, Survivor Series.
Bad Blood a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Bad Blood.
Mm-hmm. Notice it's like, it's 8 days after Bad. But we...
Ocho days after Bad Blood.
They are putting their careers up against the tag titles tonight, against the Godwins.
Okay.
If they win, they get the tag titles. If they lose, they're retiring.
Wow, can't wrestle in the WWE again. Like every week, like, if I don't win the title, I'm never wrestling here again.
Not here, they're retired.
I know, they're retiring.
So, it's pretty big.
Yeah, it is big. Where do you think this is going to go? Because in my knowledge, I really don't see them much in 98, right?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. Because I feel like they're gone for a while. They come back in late 98 or 99.
Okay.
So here I'm thinking, this might be it for them.
Yeah,
so
they haven't looked that great in the ring lately. Yeah, they're getting up there in age too. So yeah, we're met with the hype video, and then right after that, following we have Vince in ring interview with Bret Hart,
with Bret the Hitman.
Yes, our WWF champion, Bret the Hitman Hart.
Yeah, the Hart Foundation.
Yeah,
minus the Bulldog.
Minus Bulldog. And before Vince can even ask him a question, immediately interruption from Shawn Michaels and the rest of the clique, the Showstoppers, the Triple Threat.
There's four of them, though.
Well, they said the Triple. I know.
I mean,
there's four
saying,
of them. We got.
I think they need to come up with.
We
a
got
name.
Rick Rude. We got Triple H with China. Rick Rude,
Bad Hombre,
insurance policy. What a Jew.
Deductibles are okay.
I'll edit that part.
What a Jew. They really screw you on the deductibles.
They
but
really
Hitler killed all these people.
I know, exactly.
So it's not that bad.
Yeah, I'm not saying Flo is a Nazi sympathizer, but...
Jake from State Farm?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So, Triple H shows videos from last night's match. Let's recall that. There was a little kerbopple, and Triple H ended up getting the win here. My power went out.
Yeah, your power went out. They got to count out over the Hitman. So, okay. Big win for Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
I guess.
A.K.A. Triple H.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Homo. That's what
Brett said.
Brett said his name was Homo.
Yeah.
That's what the H's stand for.
No, yeah.
Homo.
Mm-hmm. Because two cancels out, and then one more was really sick
yeah.
At home.
Are you saying that homo is a negative? Because that's what it sounds like.
No.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
Did it?
Yeah, because if two cancel out, like two negative.
I feel hetero is more negative, because it's kind of against the grain. Homo is the same.
Oh, you're right.
Hetero is against
the grain.
Yeah,
you're doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
Playing with vaginas and stuff.
Ugh.
Fucking gross.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Speaking of vaginas, we got Rick Rude in China.
Speaking of vaginas.
Yeah, so Triple H China. Rick Rude and Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels are on the Titantron, and they officially announce themselves as the D-Generation X.
It comes up so unnaturally.
Very unnatural. Should I put it here?
Yeah, I mean, are you just going to put everything here? We're not going to explain anything anymore? Because that's going to really make this job
I don't know how to explain this one. Just
you
the way
how
that,
to explain it.
Okay, you well, you said it's just it so unnatural, and then we could just play it.
Yeah, play it here.
Yeah.
I'll just, you know, fucking jerk off or something.
Sure.
I guess my talents aren't needed anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Hitman, I got news for you. Sometime during this show, we are going to cross paths, and you talk about us being degenerates. You know what? I'm tired of Generation X getting a bad rap.
You think you're a degenerate?
I'm positive I'm one.
I guess I'd have to be one.
Well, you know what? Generation X always gets a bad rap. Everybody calls them degenerates. Degeneration X, is that us? Degeneration X, Triple H, HBK, China, Ravishing Rick, we are Degeneration X. You make the rules, and we will break them. Yeah.
How unnatural was that?
Yeah, that was natural.
That's natural.
Oh, it's all me, baby. All me.
Yeah, we know. That is a more than healthy amount.
Yes. It is a protruding proboscis, if you will.
Interesting that they're going to think that took the entire segment of that, but it really...
No, 7 to 7 to 8 strokes.
Yeah.
That's my kind of mean stroke average.
I haven't heard the word mean in a while.
Jam-packed tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Jam-packed with new sayings and words that you haven't heard in a few shakes of a lamb's tail.
Yeah. So do you think this DX name is going to stick or what?
You're the one who called it DX. You're already abbreviating it. If you're already abbreviating
D-Generation
X into DX, pretty sure it's
big abbreviation. Yeah. Nation of Domination come out.
NOD. Is that sticking?
I think NOD sticks.
We are the Nation of D-Generation X. What if they combined? Wouldn't that be awesome?
They're kind of doing that already.
I mean, yeah, but not
we'll
really.
We'll get into that.
But like, not like in a marketing sense.
They're the only feud that's not feuding.
Yeah, well, I mean...
No, think about it.
No.
Everyone's feuding. They're the only feud that's not feuding.
They're the only feud that's not feuding.
They're the only...
Feud.
Stable.
Stables that aren't feuding. Because I don't remember seeing the Boricuas feud with anyone. Currently. Everybody loves the Boricuas. Except for single people that wrestle on a week-to-week basis.
They're feuding with nobody, except for whoever they're feuding with that week. So, Kama Mustafa versus Owen Hart. Interesting match. And D-Generation X comes out.
Immediately.
Yeah, match doesn't even start yet.
Yeah.
Kama attacks while Triple H is... Kama Mustafa attacks Owen Hart because he's a little distracted here. Triple H comes out with Shawn and... Triple H is just chopping Shawn's crotch for him.
Yeah. Good teamwork.
Yeah, great chemistry.
Yeah. I wish we were like good enough to
So moving forward. I'll chop you, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, chop me later.
Okay. Save it for the boner content?
Boner content chops. I think it's gonna work better if I chop you.
Let's do both and see what sticks.
Okay.
It's going to get real sticky.
Should we chop each other at the same time?
Let's not get crazy. Well,
okay.
That's some hetero stuff.
Yeah.
Remember that famous D-Generation X banana photo where it's got...
Where they're eating bananas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is it?
This is...
I'm like, I wonder where... I don't remember that episode.
What kind of situation could that ever have come to pass?
It's like, hey, by the way, we want to be called DX. I'm like, ooh, I wonder where that banana... And they're peeling it. Yeah. Like, oh, this is it. Huh,
what would degenerates do on camera? Eat bananas. So the whole time Rick Rude has his briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
And we're wondering if it's just a body bag that's always in that briefcase because it was a few weeks ago when they put Undertaker in it.
Right.
But it sounds like now it's just snacks.
I think it's all of it.
It's just...
The snacks were in the body.
Oh, in the body bag.
Which were in a briefcase. It's like one of those Russian dolls where it's like snacks, bag, briefcase, crate.
Right, right. Instead of doll, yeah. Smaller doll, yeah. Smaller doll, yeah. Smaller doll. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where do they? So D-Generation X is just they're getting on commentary here.
They take both the mics from JR and Vince. Mm-hmm. So it's Vince is out, JR is out, and King is still on with Triple H and HBK. Great content. I would love this if this was every week. And King says as much. He says, we should take over. We should be the commentary team. Imagine us. We'd be like three Marv Alberts in one. Better than that, even.
Who is that?
You don't know who Marv Albert is? Mm-mm. He was like the voice of the NBA for a while.
Okay.
Pretty iconic commentator.
Okay.
Especially in the NBA. I'm sure he did other sports at times, but that is what he's known for. He always wore, he was always like doing, I think he must have done the Knicks because they mentioned him in Madison Square Garden later in this episode, but he passed away over the last few years.
Well, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Marv Albert.
It's actually a pretty fucking sad podcast.
People die.
Yeah.
Especially when you're traveling through time.
Yeah.
You don't just have the people who are currently dying. You have the people who have died wherever you're traveling.
Yeah.
And then the way we do it, a lot more people are dying.
Yeah, the way we do it.
Mostly because of us.
Yeah.
But we don't take, like, I feel bad, but, like, not that bad. There's still not as many people as Hitler killed during the Holocaust, so we're doing a lot better.
Yeah, some litter. I don't give a fuck.
Gotta probably stop doing those jokes.
Yeah. Hart Foundation being out there and Sean being out there. Bret Hart goes to attack Sean, and the NOD just attack Bret, so they're kind of standing up for Sean, and the rest of the Hart Foundation interfere. Big kerbopple, and now, Sean and Triple H are watching this kerbopple. He's like on the floor eating the banana, takes one of the NOD hats, he's putting it on. So these guys are just jesters of the WWE.
Yeah, they're just fucking around, taking nothing seriously, not selling anything. Sean gets up here and just crawls around the ring for a while and then goes back out the side of the ring.
Mm-hmm. He's doing one of the fight it Irish things with the NOD hat on. This has to actually be fun for them, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's got to be so annoying for everyone else, though.
I know, like, Brent here is like,
he's like, they
technical wrestler. It's like, he's probably telling Vince, we need to get back on track with traditional wrestling. This is garbage.
And it seems like everyone's got a bit of an attitude.
Bunch of degenerates.
Hyenas over here.
I mean,
eating bananas.
Just like trying to have a dick or not.
Yeah. I know what the H's stand for. It's, hey, they're eating bananas.
Or like hosers. Yeah. Remember that was his mic drop?
That was my day. Fucking like, lie.
I think you're a bunch of hosers.
Whoa.
Vince, I know we might get canceled for that word. USA is going to take us down. Now let's get into some actual wrestling, shall we, dude?
Oh, thank God.
Finally, we got Max Mini and Nova versus Mosaic and Tarantula. And it was fun.
Yeah, it was probably the worst of Max Mini's matches.
It was. Actually. It was. It looked...
A couple botches.
It's still fun, though.
It's still fun. Max Mini gets the W, of course. He's undefeated. I don't think he's ever lost.
I do want to put this here where Max Mini literally flies out of the ring at like 40 miles an hour.
That's pretty awesome.
And then Nova goes right after him, and then Nova just like hits his head on the ramp. Yeah. But Max Mini gets that sunset flip roll up for the win, and we get a promo for Survivor Series Super Supper Sweepstakes.
Super Supper Sweepstakes. Super Supper Sweepstakes. Super Supper Sweepstakes. Super Supper Sweepstakes. Super Supper Sweepstakes. Almost had it.
Almost have a song coming up for Survivor Series.
Super Sweepstakes.
We might. That might be it. I like that.
What's just like every Ahmed prom. Super Sub Sweepstakes.
Yeah, it actually is. That's actually brilliant. That actually is an Ahmed promo. It's like, here's the Ahmed experience in VR. It's like, read this. And I'm like, Victor's violent victories. Yeah, Victor's violent.
Big Bobby the Red. Pick a Bobby the Furt.
Mark the Furt.
Mark the Furt.
It's better in German. Everything's better in German.
Not everything.
Yeah. All right, let's talk Shotgun Saturday Night Series. Super Sweepstakes. What happened last night? not last night. What happened before Bad Blood? A shotgun Saturday night.
It was after Bad Blood. It was 6 days after Bad Blood.
This was?
Yeah, if this was the shotgun the shotgun is.
So the weekend of the shotgun into Bad Blood. At some time there was Bad Blood.
Speaking of Bad Blood.
This is also sad news because it's the last time we get to see. Spending my day working hard on the go, and the hand on the clock keeps spinning too slow. Because I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. The last time we see Double J, he's transitioned into the Road Dogg. I don't know if it's Road Dogg Jesse James, but we know him as Road
Dogg. Well, we know his name's Jesse James.
Yeah, I know.
We know he's the Road Dogg.
Yeah. So maybe he merges later.
Yeah. He could be the Road, but we don't see him first. This is also possibly the last time we see a rockabilly. A rockabilly.
Well, a rockabilly going to be standing on day. Where the bad blood. Hey.
So, Shotgun Saturday Night, lots of big things happening. We've got Flash Funk versus Rockabilly. Flash Funk gets the win after Honky Tonk grabs Billy Gunn's feet by accident and trips him up. So he's pissed. Road Dogg comes out with a do-rag and talking all that jive and whatnot. Asks Billy Gunn, what does he call him? Willy Willy or something?
Yeah, I think
Willy,
so.
Willy Willy?
Yeah.
Willy Willy?
God, this Willy, is the best Willy thing that could ever happen.
And he goes, who you want to be with? We'd be good partners. Then Honky Tonk asks him the same thing. Billy Gunn kind of alludes to Honky Tonk that he's going to stick with him. Road Dogg's like, oh, that's no skin off my back, cool turkey. And then he walks out. And then...
was it Dude Love?
Did I say Dude Love?
No, but it's like cool turkey.
Jive turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then Honky Tonk grabs your guitar and he's like, don't worry, I'm going to take care of your problems. And he's going to go hit Road Dogg and Rockabilly. Grabs it last second, hits Honky Tonk with it.
Wow.
Sounds like the making of a new tag team.
Yeah, I think it sticks. Also, probably the last time we see Honky Tonk for a while, right? Has to be.
Yeah, I would hope.
Yeah.
I would hope. He had this whole thing. Like, he's going to make this whole big thing. We're going to have the greatest Intercontinental Champion ever, and then it just amounts to nothing.
There's enough heels. We don't need a Rockabilly to like.
He should have been managing the Sultan the whole time.
No, I agree. But wasn't Bob Backlund doing that?
Where's he? I haven't seen Bob Backlund.
What about the Iron Sheik? Wasn't he doing that?
I haven't seen him in a minute.
Did you say Bob Backlund?
Bob Backlund.
I'll have to edit that out.
I've seen him in a Coon's Age.
Definitely edit that out.
What? Coon's Age is a thing. Let me look this up. You are. You
no, might, we're getting. No, I know. I get it. We're definitely not.
It means a very long time.
No, I know that, but just the way you used it.
Ah, it's considered offensive by many people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
What do you mean? It's how I used it. I used it in the proper vernacular.
You just can't use it at all anymore. Mm. It's been buried.
Buried.
Yeah.
Alive.
Did we talk about this on the podcast where the guy, I don't know if you mentioned somebody's tweet that's like, you know, I wasn't the one that ever hated the Rockabilly.
He's like, I actually kind of like the Rockabilly. I might be the only person who ever liked the Rockabilly character.
Well, if you're listening, you definitely are.
Hey, and I'm sorry that you're at this point. You'll probably stop listening now because you were only listening for Rockabilly updates.
Yeah, so.
And now he's Billy Gunn.
Means doing
What's crazy is it's going to take him 25 more years to get into the best version of himself now as Daddy S in AEW.
Again, podcast. Yeah. If you think you don't quite have it, 25 years. I mean, not only is Scissor Me Daddy S the best thing ever, but also best shape of his fucking life.
He's huge.
He's jacked.
And he's working with his kids.
Yeah.
Working with the people. Scissoring.
Mm-hmm.
You scissored once.
I did. I'll actually put that here. That's me getting scissored, guys.
By Anthony Bowens. Mm-hmm. First gay AEW champion of all time.
That's probably my first gay scissor, actually.
I don't think so.
Flash Funk versus Shawn Michaels. This is a weird...
Yeah, well, he beat Rockabilly. Next step, HBK.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. European title coming out of your way. It's not for the European title. Actually, Shawn Michaels doesn't fight at all because that's got to be Kane.
Win, 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 win. Big red light guy.
They don't really have that quite guitar there, you know?
Yeah. Can you just make this all red? Is that kind of hard? Yeah, we don't have that power that Kane has.
Yeah.
We're not communists.
Yeah, that's true.
So we can't just make everything red all the time.
Mm-hmm. But we're not Nazis either. Don't read the comments. We're not. Don't listen to those people.
Yeah, no.
All right, so in the ring, Flash Funk versus the man.
I feel like we weren't authoritative enough in our denial of being Nazis, but we are definitely
not. We're not fucking Nazis.
Yeah. You guys are Nazis.
Yeah.
All right, carry on.
Yeah. Chains. Reminds me of Kane a lot, you know.
Kane and
Chains. Just the height. Yeah. The height and the dominant force. Either way, Kane hits a one-arm chokeslam to Flash Funk. Sells it very well, and he's not done. Kane ends up doing a tombstone as well. And well. Ball Bear grabs some mics and says that we are going to destroy everyone in our path until we get the Undertaker.
Where's the Undertaker been? He's scared. I think he's scared, dude. Mm-hmm. I think he might go get managed by Honky Tonk Man. It'd be the Underbilly. 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 Who's booking this? This is genius.
Will the dead man turn into the Underbilly tonight?
Rest in peace.
Where's Shawn Michaels at? Because we can't. Shawn Michaels finally comes out. And he just pins Flash Funk while he's dead. Triple H counts. China's got the bell. And Rick Rude announces the winner. I love what they're doing here. Yes. Everyone's getting a little piece here.
This is, yeah, like you said, got to be so fun for everybody.
This has to be fun.
I would, I still don't understand why Rick Rude's involved in this at all.
I know.
But whatever.
You mentioned this earlier. You said, what a great trivia question. Who was the original DX?
Name the original four members DX. Of DX. If that's a trivia question you ever get, it's a trick. Because nobody's saying Rick Rude's in there.
No one's saying Rick Rude.
But unless, he is.
Yeah. I mean, unless probably you're like 40 and you watch this and you remember it pretty well.
Or if you're a devout fan of our show, because now you guys know, we just tipped you off. If you got Final Jeopardy in the categories, DX members.
We should make our own questions. And it's just what happens at this podcast. Are we Nazis? This is a two-part question. Trivia. Yeah.
Turnbuckle Time Machine trivia. We've got enough episodes.
Yeah.
We could do a trivia show.
What is the most historic date? Yeah.
When did See No Evil come out?
Yeah.
That's easy.
Everyone knows that. Yeah. We're going to start off with an easy bonus question. When did See No Evil come out?
Yeah, so your free quota question, what day did See No Evil come out?
And we'll give you a hint if that was an easy number. It's 1 year away
this
from...
This is what we got to do when we get... We got to start Twitch streaming us, like, watching See No Evil every May 19th. We'd get a crazy viewer. See No Evil, Revenge of the Sith, Walking Tall.
Oh, yeah. The Trish Stratus promo, or porno.
She got a porno?
Yeah.
No, Trish Stratus has a porno.
Yeah.
Where did you...
Into the stratosphere.
That's not what it's called. Is that what it's called?
No, but I'm pretty sure she has one.
She has a porno, and I haven't heard about it.
Look it up. Get off my Wi-Fi, though. Nope. All right.
Don't mind if I do.
Remember, we're always talking about where is Brakus? What is Brakus doing? When do we get to see Brakus? We don't have that answer. But we do have the Disciples of Anarchy, a.k.a. Apples, versus the Truth Commission. And I know what you're thinking. Truth Commission. The guys from South Africa. Remember that? They got a new guy now. We have the Sniper.
Is it Jekyll?
We have Recon. Is it Jekyll? It wasn't Jekyll the first time I said it. Why the hell would it be Jekyll the other damn time? Thanks for bringing up that Family Guy reference. But yeah, we have the Jekyll. Because that fits in with the rest of the group names. That's like having 8-Ball, Skull, Bones, and then Rainbow.
And Tiddlywinks.
Tiddlywinks. Which is just like change, right?
Yeah. Oh, I got my tiddly leaks
over my neck.
Yeah.
All right. In this match, Tom and I have to laugh our ass out because we're just like, obviously, this is just going to be like a It's just a match we don't care for. But then JR goes, and that's 8-Ball right there giving a suplex to Sniper. And we just start dying. Like, that sentence alone, yeah, is like a people who gives a fuck about this.
Yeah, I know. And Jackal does not fit this group at all. I don't know what Vince was thinking.
No.
The other guy fit way better.
Jackal looks like he belongs in DX or something. Yeah, he looks kind of like
Stevie,
Xbox.
He looks like Stevie Richards. Yeah, he does look like Xbox. Looks like Stevie Richards. He has a green shirt on, so he's halfway there.
The wrong shade green, though.
He looks like more DX than the other DX guys.
Yeah. I like how you're saying DX.
How?
You just abbreviating?
You started the abbreves, dude.
And they're sticking.
They're sticking. I'm just trying to streamline this so we don't have to waste more time.
All right. Yeah, yeah. We're wasting our time. Jackal pulls the rope, and that's enough to, get a DQ. So Jackal's already causing chaos.
That's his Jackal for nothing.
That should be his name. It's Chaos.
Chaos. What are we doing? Way
I know.
Name.
Way better name.
Well, we'll have to let them know next time we're down.
Yes. Jackal.
I wonder who comes up with that name. Hey, we're going to call you Jackal.
Because you're a jack-of-all-trades. All right, we get no other than Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I'm probably wrong when I say this, but it did come out of JR's mouth. Is this the first time he's been called a rattlesnake?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Then why'd you bring it up?
But when was he called the rattlesnake?
Wasn't there a whole thing about him being a rattlesnake at some point?
It's like, dude, not every episode the first of something. It was already the first of Jackal, all right? Just let it go.
First Jackal. Yeah, it's the first Degeneration X. It's the first Road Dog Jesse
What's
James.
Most important?
First rattlesnake.
Potentially first rattlesnake.
Probably not, though. But probably not.
Probably not. It's like a 30% chance, right?
37.
Okay. That's good enough odds for me to mention it, so thank you. All right, so Vince brings out Stone Cold's contract, and Stone Cold's a little reluctant to sign this thing. He says, Vince, why don't you sign it first? So Vince signs it first, and Stone Cold takes a look at the contract, signs it in front of the people.
People get pumped about this.
Yes. And Austin goes, one more thing before I leave. Austin wants a handshake. And we know where this is going, potentially Stone Cold Stunner. But no. Just a nice firm handshake.
Yeah.
And Vince asks, before you go, while I got you here, you son of a bitch. He goes, why did you interfere in Farouk's match? For the IC? I'm like, dude, we all know this.
Yeah, we already covered this. What is he asking this for?
Either way, Farouk gets on, actually he's not on the Titantron. Him and the whole Nation of Domination come out. Farouk has a microphone in hand, and what does he say, Tom?
He goes on a rant and a half. He's like, you crossed over to the wrong side of the tracks. You came over to this side of the tracks. You people are supposed to know not to come to this side of the tracks. There's no white picket fences. There's no three-car garages. And so on and so forth. But he really touches on the fact that Stone Cold's probably a racist, and he's in the wrong neighborhood, and our neighborhoods have nice fences.
Can't all neighborhoods be everyone's neighborhoods? I think that's more segregated.
It's a beautiful day
in the
neighborhood to me. I mean, come on. I'm all about it.
Inclusion. Well, Stone Cold says, well, I don't understand a goddamn word you just said.
Yes. I think he's just exacerbating the problem here.
Yes.
He's not just saying, look, man, big misunderstanding, sir.
Sure.
I don't want any trouble with you and your friends. I just want to say,
go back the way you came.
But he does say, you can send one of you guys up here.
Yeah, that was weird. He says, like, send one of your guys. We're like, was Stone Cold about to say something racist? Maybe
you might have said,
right.
Maybe he's going to say boys, and then you can't say boys.
You can't,
so, you know,
say,
you can't
boy.
Say boys.
I think we covered that already.
Well, Ahmed said boys, I think.
Oh.
And then that's why he can't say boys. But he says, send one of your guys up, and The Rock just runs up there.
That's because we said, you can take the respectable gentleman out the hood.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Rock.
Rock comes up. Face first Stone Rock Cold. First Austin action we get to see. Yeah. This is exciting.
First of everything, dude. Stunner
immediately, dude.
Oh, stunned. He gets stunned?
Immediately.
Oh, wow.
And he doesn't even do a cool flip or anything.
Give him time.
Yeah, he'll fit.
He'll sell it well.
He's still a rookie.
And then Stone Cold escapes to the crowd to never be seen again.
Wow, last time we ever get to see Stone Cold. Yeah. Maybe LOD.
It's the first and last time, right? So we get a Legion of Doom interview backstage, and I know what you're thinking, Robert, put it here, we want to hear it. This was the most draining interview.
I'm sad now, like I feel like they're going to lose, because he didn't say, well, and he didn't say anything about any appendices.
Yeah. We're going to take your duodenum and shove it right through your esophagus.
Spleens.
Yeah.
Nothing about anal discharge, seepage, phlegm.
Hold on, I didn't get the exact quote. There might have been anal discharge.
Oh, was there? No, I think you mixed up anal discharge for we're either over the hill or under the hill.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So sad. He's like, yeah, if we don't win, you know, we're
this done. Doesn't even sound like Hawk, honestly.
No, he must
I kind of feel bad for shitting on him a lot.
You with that stinky, smelly poop out of your butt.
Yeah, it just gets worse. That poop out of your butthole. Yeah. You big pooey head.
Pooey head.
Hawk, I wish Hawk did die so we could write a children's book. Everybody does a stinky. It's like everybody does. Yeah.
It would be like the prime book for teaching adjectives to children. It'd be like, dude, this guy, he's like 7-8 adjectives per noun, and it's like, we really gonna learn our descriptors doing this.
Yeah. Adjectives and smelly propositions. Or prepositions, sorry. All right, so yeah, it's a very
preposition for you. Yeah.
So if I were to be in someone's colon, in would be the preposition. All right, wow, that's Hawk the English teacher. We are not creating new characters, or maybe we will.
Hawk the English teacher, I love it. I love it.
Well. Comma? Speaking of colons, you got that semicolon. Well, you can end a sentence or keep it running. All right. It was a sad promo, I guess. This might be their last Monday Night Raw.
We shouldn't joke.
Tajiri versus Brian Christopher.
Tajiri.
What the fuck am I like? It sounds like a video game.
Tajiri.
Yeah. Is it Dreamcast or is it GameCube?
GameCube.
First, Brian Christopher, too sexy. And King's Lion of the Night, Tom, what do you have for us?
He said, I'm still trying to figure out why kamikaze pilots wore helmets. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. It's a good point.
The way I...
It's like... No.
Maybe if...
Well, if they... No. I think King's got us stumped. I think he's got us stumped here. If you guys know, swipe up, let us know. Donate to the podcast. Maybe we can do some research. I'll ask my English teacher, Hawk. But he doesn't
really... Well! Godwins! Brian Christopher loses a tooth, speaking of Godwins.
Yeah, he gets jawbreaker done to him and...
Literally breaks his jaw. Almost.
Literally.
Double roll up. Brian Christopher ends up getting the win.
Pulls some ties though. Big cheater guy.
Yeah. Big tight pulling guy.
Yeah.
Last episode we touched on Jim Cornette's. I don't know what these segments are called, but he ended the last one. He's like, "I'm Jim Cornette, and that's my opinion."
Yeah. So
which isn't really like a bold statement. Like that's my opinion. Like that kind of.
He
means
has
nothing.
Pretty hardcore opinions though.
I know, but just saying like opinion, or you know what they say about opinions, Tom. They're like stinky, smelly buttholes. and everyone's got them. Well,
but most people don't have them as well articulated as Jim Cornette does.
No, he does a good job here.
He goes on a rant and a half on your boy Phil Mushnick.
That's not my boy.
Hey, it's your boy. He's not my boy.
No.
No, he's not my boy.
You're thinking Phil Mushroom, the porn star.
Oh, yeah, the guy who's in a Trish Stratus porn. Yeah,
did you find it?
No, it's not a thing.
Oh, it's a thing.
I found a video, but it was just her entrance video, and then it was some other chick having sex with a guy.
Yeah, that's it.
That's not her porn.
That's it. Why would they play her entrance music and then have her come out and get banged by some guy?
Just to trick you, Stinky.
You're just mad. You need to pay for something.
I don't need to.
That's his king. He's got to pay for OnlyFans.
Paying for
OnlyFans. He can't come unless there's dollars hemorrhaging out of your wallet.
I mean, that's fair, but that's nothing to do with this situation.
Make me earn this load.
I earn every load, Robert. I don't need you questioning.
Tom's like, bankrupt my ball sack.
What's money if you can't just drop loads whenever you want? I mean, come on.
That is a Donald Trump quote, I believe. But really, what is money if you can't drop loads? But let's talk Jim Cornette's opinion here.
And your boy Phil Mushnick.
Yeah, from the New York Times, and apparently
New
Phil...
New York Post. Don't insult the New York Times.
Oh, that's right. Well, the New York...
Fucking clown. This guy's a piece of shit clown, dude. Did you hear what he said about our boy, Brian Pillman?
Yeah, so what does he say about all this?
Yeah, Brian Mushnick, piece of shit clown that he is, he starts talking about, well, pretty much he's hated wrestling forever, but now he's talking about Brian Pillman and how his death is basically a result of just mismanagement and how shitty wrestling is. And he says that this would never have happened in MLB or something. It would be like an outrage, but this happens every other week. Really just besmirching the entire name of Brian Pillman. And obviously, Jim Cornette has a problem with this because he loved Brian Pillman. He's a good friend of his. And he loves the wrestling business. So he goes on this huge rant. And honestly, it's very, very well done because Phil Mushnick is a piece of shit clown, man. I'm telling you. And he has had all these rivalries with other sports people. So I think he's more like this shock guy. He's just writing things to make people like, oh, man, this guy really knows what he's talking about. But really, he's just a piece of shit clown. Yeah. You don't think he was? You don't think he's a piece of shit clown?
No, I agree, piece of shit clown, but
what?
Your beard like went away or something.
Yeah, I had to shave, dude. I had to shave.
I voted?
Yeah, I voted. I did my civic duty today. It was fucking election day.
It's not election day.
Dude, if this WrestleVest must got you fucked up again.
It's not an election day.
It's fucking election day.
You were not wearing that a second ago.
Dude, yeah, I was. We wrestled and came back. Remember, we had to go like, oh shit, we gotta go vote. You didn't go vote? What were you doing the whole time?
It's not even an election yet.
Yeah, it's the election, dude. November 8th, 2022, midterm elections. Didn't you vote for killing babies like you said you were gonna?
That's not for another two or three weeks.
I bet they lose by one vote, dude. Bet they lose by one vote.
This WrestleVest is... You didn't just go back to...
How am I going to do that in that amount of time if we didn't do that, dude? I can't just go shave, like, a couple inches off my beard and then also vote without using the WrestleVest.
I'll have to look back at the video. Anyways. Yeah, what a piece of shit clown, indeed. I will say that. Savio Vega versus Goldust and Marlena. Still coming out with that tin gold purse, huh, Tom?
Yeah, you know, it's still rocking the tin gold purse. You might have a break in it, might not have a break in it. Do we ever get confirmation on the break?
Oh, there was a break in
there that one time. Mm-hmm. So, but you know what they say about gold purses? Once a brick, not always a brick.
Inside. True, they say that about gold purses. So, Savio Vega coming out with the Boricuas, and no. The ref is going to grab a pair of balls out of his own purse and say the Boricuas, they can't come out here. They're trying to interfere. You can't come out here.
Yeah, no Boricuas. No
backstage Boricuas. For Boricuas, and Savio leaves the ring, and he goes, I got my papers. He's trying to rape Marlena here.
Well, how do you know it's not consensual? Because he's a Puerto Rican?
Do you want me to give you the PC answer here? She looks like she's not giving consent.
Oh, okay, that's fair. That's good observation then on your part. I'm sorry.
Okay. Goldust.
He obviously sees this and he has a problem with it, mm-hmm. right? Because he's probably saw the same thing you did.
Yeah.
Because if it was consensual, you'd think he would have been fine with it.
Absolutely. But I think this is all part of Savio's plan. Sets him up, Goldust charges, and he's hit with Bam. A back kick.
Bam! This is the coolest move I think we've ever seen Savio
do. Yeah, Savio's talented, for sure. Inside the ring, Goldust ends up trying to go for a curtain call, and Savio gets out of this and then meets him with a spinning heel kick. Goes for the pin, but the ref sees he got a little bit of a leg on the rope.
Ooh, leg on the rope. Oldest trick in the book. Oldest trick in the book.
Leg on the rope. A little bit of that.
Rope break
the count right there because the leg is either on the rope or under the rope.
Why is that? I don't know. Like, what's the logic behind that?
Leverage. I don't know. Marlena throws a cigar in the middle of the ring.
I wish I had a nickel every time someone did that to me.
And the ref goes, somebody shit in the ring. I need to call.
It's a flaming, smoking pile of shit.
No, smoking, flaming cigar.
Ah, cigar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Goldust hits Savio with the purse while the ref is distracted. Gets the 1-2-3, and now King goes to investigate. What is it? Is that a flaming pile of cigars? Tobacco.
King, number one detective in the WWE.
Yeah, better than the inspector.
Yeah, inspector sucks. The jackal, though.
The jackal. I don't know what that is yet. Does he hump cops or not?
The jackal hums
the rest of us are so... so out of line with this. We should just cover nowadays wrestling. That way there's no confusion. All right, Triple H versus the Patriot, and Rick Rude comes out and just throws coffee in the Patriot.
Yeah, what a move.
Yeah,
this
but
is
what
something you don't see in wrestling.
No, anymore. But what the a good time to wear a mask.
Yeah, the Patriot has a mask on, obviously, but you see a guy walking out. So, Patriot's there. Rick Rude just walks out behind him carrying a mug of coffee. When is that? Has that ever happened in the history of wrestling ever before and since? That's him just walking out with a mug of coffee, and you just don't think he's going to throw it on somebody?
Let me stop.
He is the insurance.
Let me stop. Everybody hates Mondays, you know? Garfield said it best. You
need
know?
Your coffee on yeah, Monday. You need
don't
me.
Talk to me till I have my coffee. Patriot was probably yakking up a storm back there.
Yeah.
I would fucking Rick Rude over in Gorilla.
They don't call him Rick Rude for nothing.
Yeah,
he's pretty rude.
Yeah. So HBK announces Triple H is the winner here. They are running the show now.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Triple H. Yes. Just won
they
via
own
coffee
the
to
WWE
face.
And NXT.
So Commissioner Slaughter comes out and goes, that's not how we're going to do things. Triple H will wrestle tonight. Bring me out, Ahmed Johnson.
And he comes out. Big match.
Definitely does. No. He's attacked by Nation of Domination.
So is that like Sergeant Slaughter's just done then? It's like, oh, I get one shot to bring out someone else?
Yeah. You get one. Everyone gets one.
You should have brought the inspector out next. Nobody's going to jump the inspector.
Yeah, that is true. Or some sort of jackal or whatever the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. LOD and Shamrock come out. Because they're going to attack NOD. I guess they're a thing or something. I don't know why. Either way, Hawk gets on the mic. And he's going to call out the tag team champions now.
Yes. And we know they have this match.
The Godwins.
Careers versus belts, right? So this is a big match. And
yeah, we didn't even get the well. Didn't even get the well.
I know, it's just, hey, look, this is it. If we can't beat the Godwins, we don't deserve to be part of this stinky organization.
Probably the only time to say well at the beginning.
Yeah,
it's like, well, you know, we gotta, well, you know, we really got to, either way.
Pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and...
what's Vince talking about here? He says that Hawk, if he doesn't wrestle, he's going to become a rocket scientist.
He's going to work for NASA, so he is a rocket scientist. He's smart enough to work for NASA, is what he's saying. I think Vince is impressed with all of Hawk's big words that he uses, like medulla oblongata and permanent latrine and all those kind of things that he says. You know, yeah. His Mad Libs, the Hawk Mad Libs.
The Mad Libs, yeah.
Most difficult way to say a body part.
Well, we're going to melt you down, not like rocket fuel. Or not like plane, whatever.
Steel beams?
It doesn't, steel be, yeah, beams. The 9/11 steel beams thing. Yeah. Okay. Match gets started, Animal gets thrown into the stairs, and the refs come out because Animal is legitimately fucked up, and they take him away.
Yeah, this is tough. So this is where, honestly, when we were watching this, I feel like we didn't know what was going to happen because we could see it going either way. Mm-hmm. And that, it does not look good here. And you're like, oh man, what a way to go out if he's really hurt. Well, and we thought that that might actually be the case. Like, this was a legitimate injury because the last week it was Hawk versus Owen for the IC belt.
Right.
Just kind of solo thing. And so now they're giving Animal a light workload here. So you never know. Never know what it could be.
Yeah. Slop drop to the ref.
Why?
I don't know.
That seems like an illegal maneuver.
Yeah, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. Animal's coming back, baby! Comes down the ramp, and they must have just gave him a ton of blow, because he is cleaning house. Grabs Phineas for the Doomsday Device, and thank God for Uncle Cletus here, he ends up pushing Hawk. And Cletus grabs that famous horseshoe, if you will.
Put it here.
Yeah. There. Tries to hit Animal, but he ends up moving. Matrix Hawk does style. A clothesline off the top turnbuckle. A new ref comes in. They get the cover. 1, 2, 3, and new tag team champions of the world, the Legion of Doom. And God wins. Don't know how to react, but one other way. They attack Uncle
Fuck him Cletus. Up with that horseshoe.
They fuck him up.
And I think this is the last we're going to see Uncle Cletus. This is looks like a final kind of thing. He cost them the belts here.
It's the final Cletus. But it's with a banjo. Yeah. Yeah, so we figured LLD would get the tag champions at some point. So yeah, here we are.
Big move in the tag division. They're going through the champions now, like every month here.
Mm-hmm.
We got ever since Bulldog and Lil Oe lost it. We got Headbangers. We got Godwins. This is like back in the day when it would just go. When Sonny would follow the belts.
Yeah.
I could see Sonny with the LOD.
I thought I said that a while ago, and I don't know if that's already happened in our timeline or not. Again, this Russell Vessel has got me fucked up.
Can't believe you didn't vote, dude.
I still feel like there's time. I didn't know today was a voting day.
Yeah.
Also, you feel like you were not wearing that a second ago.
Hey, man, we all right. We're taking a nap.
Swipe up. Let us know. Let us know what fucking dimension we're in, please, for the love of God. It's not healthy. All right, next week going on, that will be episode 40.
Yeah, we're getting through
the yes, Oklahoma City, perhaps, and then we're coming up to Survivor Series.
Woo! Last Bret Hart, though. I'm kind of, it's a bittersweet thing. Like, I'm excited to get rid of Bret Hart, but also I'm going to miss him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss him. We're gonna have to.
We're gonna shit on him while he's here. You know, it's a little tough love for you.
Yeah, he's the hero we need. Don't take
it. It really is. Yeah. Yes. All right. Until then, good night.
And God bless wrestling.